Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah. Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Jalsa-e-Qurb-e-Muhabbat. Muhabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے اگرچہ راہ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں اگرچہ راہ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے خطا کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی خطا کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی تو اپنے آنسو سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے تو اپنے آنسو سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد نادا گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد نادا کہ ان کی آہ زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے کہ ان کی آہ زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے بفیض مرشد کامل
أمجد الجد الحوى حاسم بفيد المرشد كامل جد الجد الحوى حاسم تجل فنجل سيقرب محبت ہو ترہتا ہے تو دل پر جلسہ قرب محبت ہو ترہتا ہے جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جا اختر جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جا اختر بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق اللہ المولانا العظیم. When ایمان and taqwa is acquired by a person, then he gets the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. By ایمان, he has got the love of Allah, and he is the friend of Allah, Allah loves him. But complete love we get of Allah ta'ala is when we acquire taqwa. That is, to fulfill the commandments of Allah ta'ala as and when required, and to stay away from all which Allah Ta'ala has made haram. And then, of course, the sunnat lifestyle of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that also entails in it that we should stay away from any other way of life besides the way of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In everything, we should try and bring sunnats, eating, dressing, our lifestyle, everything we should try and bring sunnats into our lifestyle. So when we get that, then Hazrat explains here that such a person is blessed with jalsa-e qurb-e muhabbat. Like in namaz, we sit in jalsa between the two sajdas, we are sitting. Like that, a person is blessed with such occasions in his life, and he feels the closeness of the love of Allah Ta'ala. He feels that love of Allah Ta'ala in his heart. This is, if a person gets it more longer, alhamdulillah, but this is, rare, occasionally, this happens, that a person just feels that great love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Mahabbat mein kabhi, aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. In the love of Allah Ta'ala, that is the love that is spoken of, not any other love, but the love of Allah Ta'ala, such time also passes on a person. That closeness of Allah Ta'ala, when his tongue is just tongue-tied, whether it is sometimes in his du'as, no words also want to come out, but you are just engaged with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Sometimes you might be lying down to sleep, and you are just reading what you have to read, or you're not even reading, but your thoughts are just with the love of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes when some food comes in, a simple dish, but you think that from where Allah has sent us, all each thing in there, from where and where Allah Ta'ala has brought it and given it. For example, you're just having something very, very simple, made, for example, with rice, and you think where this rice has come from, how many people worked on it, how the wind, the rain, the sun, all these things worked on it, Ya Allah, for each and every person. And then if you think the whole creation of Allah, everyone Allah Ta'ala is feeding. We were sitting and eating this afternoon, and there was a fly there. On the dasturkhan, fly comes. This one fly, Allah is fully aware of everything of that fly. Allah knows what it has eaten this morning and now what it, and Allah is the provider of it. Everything, every detail of every makhluk, creation of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. How great is not Allah Ta'ala? So sometimes when a person is blessed, with that, that his eyes of the heart are open to these things. And he thinks of Allah Ta'ala's great, great ni'mat. We can never ever exhaust one ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's billions of ni'mat, trillions of ni'mats continuously are pouring down upon us. So a person should think, when he feels, al-insanu abdul ihsan. Insan is the slave of ihsan. Somebody who does a favor to you, and Allah's favors. And hal jaza'ul ihsan illa al-ihsan. If you show the love of Allah Ta'ala, how much won't Allah Ta'ala give His love to you? This is when a person has got that ma'rifat of Allah. And this, as Hazrat explained, if you have a Shaykh Kamil, and he opens your eyes of the heart, and on your own you start seeing the love of Allah, the ihsanat, the favors of Allah Ta'ala in everything. And the greatest favors of Iman, of Islam, that a person, Allah took him out of kufr and shirk. And Allah Ta'ala, how much we make our islah, Allah takes us out of bad habits, bad qualities, lying, backbiting, looking down upon people. As we understand that Allah has saved us of liquor, has saved us of gambling, has saved us of all these haram things. What a great favor of Allah Ta'ala upon us. And just like that, these bad qualities of backbiting, looking down upon people, thinking low of people, etc. All this also, as it goes out of a person finds sukoon. As Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that when you go to sleep at night, sleep with your heart clean. And if a person can achieve that, that he has got no malice, no hatred, no dirt in his heart for any person whatsoever, how fortunate is not that person who has been cleansed of all this dirt. Like a person, when he's dirty, he was doing some work, whatever it was, he was sweating, he was dirty, he takes a bath, he puts on clean clothes, fresh clothing, how nice he feels in there. Like that, when our inside also gets cleaned, when we cleanse our inside also, then a person will. So, muhabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. In this love of Allah, sometimes such time also comes on a person, zuba khamosh rehti hai, magar dil rota rehta hai. With your tongue you don't say anything, but in your heart you are crying in the love of Allah. You are thanking Allah for His favors all the time, Ya Allah. And again you think that from my side, oh Allah, what have I done for disobedience, transgression? I've just broken your commandments, and your favors you have never stopped them. In spite of that, you still shower your favors upon us. Agarche raah taqwa mein hazaro gham bhi aate hai. And then the result of this must be this also. Not just that we appreciate, we must appreciate, but now that we understand that in making Allah happy, and that is through raah taqwa. That we don't break any command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah's each command is so great. For example, Maulana Thani rahmatullah alayhi explained that yas'alunaka anil khamri wal maisir. They ask you about liquor and about gambling. Allah Ta'ala says, qul feehima, in the two of them, gambling and in liquor, qul feehima ismun kabir. There is guna, ismun singular. But this one guna is kabir. وكل اسم وكل فيهما اسم كبير ومنافع للناس. And منافع is plural. Lot of Allah acknowledges there are lot of benefits for you. In many things that we do, which are transgression, breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala, there is some benefit, but that is dunya's benefit. But breaking the law of Allah, that is one guna, but it is kabir. وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِن نَفْعِهِمَا. There was kabir, yeah, it's akbar. The guna of it, that one guna, is more bigger than all, and now Allah didn't say manafi' مِن نَفْعِهِمَا. Now Allah uses the singular. All that what you thought, there is this benefit, there is that benefit, there is this benefit. All that Allah says, that is not even one benefit. That is nothing. This one, the displeasure of Allah is the greatest harm. So all that a person thinks. So Allah Ta'ala, we have to observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So, hazaro gham bhi aate hai. Now thousands of difficulties will also come. It is easy, the cop stopped you, and you just make up a story, get out of it. But I can't lie. And you don't lie. And you go through how many difficulties now? Those are the true men of Allah, whose hearts have really been opened. Not only talking, not only saying the praises of Allah, everything, but now in that love of Allah, not one command of Allah you break also. And what difficulties the people went through. All along, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, they were commanded by Allah to fulfill the commands of Allah. Then they were tied to two camels. And the bodies, and the two camels were made to run in separate directions, and their bodies were torn apart, but they remained steadfast. So that is the level that we have to reach. We in small matters, backbiting, in small matters, lying, in small matters, namazes, we slip up. People who hate this, their namazes, wal jamaat, takbir-e ula, whole lifetime, how they managed it. So these tests Allah Ta'ala will bring. So these, agarche raah taqwa mein hazaro gham bhi aate hai, magar jo aashiq sadiq hai, gham ko sehta rehta hai. But that person who is the true love of Allah. This is the test, the acid test, that Allah's love has now come into the heart. And now you observe every command of Allah Ta'ala. For a small prophet, yeah, you speak a lie. What your customers, how you treat them, or even in your money matters, how many wrong practices, business, we know it is wrong, but we just take it very lightly. So this is when the true love of Allah Ta'ala comes, then this person's whole, Buzurg say, to make tahajjud is easy, to cry in your du'as is easy. But when that command of Allah comes against the nafs, at that time to fulfill the command of Allah, and not to submit to the nafs, that is what Allah wants to see. Sila ishq majazi ka ye kaisa hai are tauba. And what is the result? What do you get from love of anyone and anything besides Allah Ta'ala? What is it? Are tawbah, tawbah, tawbah. There is nothing in it. Why? Where are you wasting your time in giving your heart to anything else besides Allah Ta'ala? And what is it actually? What Hazrat explains it? Ke aashiq rote rehte hai, sanam khud sota rehta hai. Like the aashiq, the lover of an idol. He's crying in front of the idol, begging. That idol, sanam, is fast asleep, doesn't know anything what is happening. So just like that also, a person is in love with somebody, illicit love, or even a proper love or you have of your wife, your children, you are thinking, you are worried that your children are gone for umrah, they are gone anywhere, and now you are worried. But they don't even know you are worried. And many times, especially the older people, the grandfathers, etc., they worry too much. The grandmother, the grandfather, and those children say, why are you so worried about us? Why are you so tense then? Why are you, don't worry, don't stress for us. That is how they, you stressing so much for them, they not, your children are playing. And then you think they're going to fall, they're going to get hurt. You're stressing, but they're not worried at all. So this is the word, everything besides Allah. Allah is the only one. You, middle of the night, you woke up, Ya Allah. Allah knows exactly you remembered Him. Thinking of anyone or anything, they don't even know that you remember. How much you're stressing for them, worrying about them, they don't even know. But Allah knows immediately. And Allah replies also, my banda, what is it that you want? Khataav ki agar aayi hai daaman par zara siyahi. And this is another test Allah Hazrat explains to us. And we have to check ourselves with this, that if on your clothes a little bit blackness came, it got dirty, and your clothes were white, shining white, and little blackness came, to apne aansuon se ishq, to apne aansuon se, apne aansuon se ishq usko dhota rehta hai. Then with the tears of the love of Allah, you wash it away. In other words, immediately you make tawbah. Tawbah, istighfar, you resort to it immediately. And the true lovers of Allah Ta'ala, even of their ibadat, they make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. Not only their gunas, but their ibadat, that Ya Allah, we didn't have concentration. Ya Allah, where our thoughts went? We didn't do it properly. Our niyat wasn't correct. All the time, they are crying. And with the tears of love of Allah, they are washing away their gunas all the time. Gunahgaron ki mat tahqeer, ki mat tahqeer kar, e zahid e nada. A person who is a zahid, abstinence from this dunya, but he's still a bit ignorant, he's just very superficial still, he's just seeing outward ibadat, etc. And that person who had committed sin, and he knows that this person has committed this sin, committed that sin, but don't think low about him. Why not? Ke unki aah zari par falak bhi rota rehta hai. Ke that sana, it's very possible that he has cried to Allah and asked for forgiveness. And how much he has cried, that the sky is also crying how much he has cried. So he has been, by crying and asking Allah for forgiveness, Allah has forgiven him. And you still picking on him in your mind, amongst your friends, whatever. So don't you look down upon any person. Anyone, no matter what guna he was involved in or he is, we don't know the inside condition of that person. Many people, outwardly it looks like they are in guna, but inwardly they are so pure and so clean. That instance we mentioned, which was quite a while ago, don't remember it exactly, but one person, who somebody wanted to keep a beautiful slave woman as amanat by him. So he didn't want to keep her. He was saying, I can't trust my nafs. My nafs is very, very... So they told him that you go to a certain town and there is a certain great buzur. You go to him and you ask him advice and you ask him for duas, etc. He went there looking for that person. It wasn't the time of GPS, you just punch in your address and you reach there, asking people. He got there. When he asked the people said, he's the worst person. Where are you going there? So he was surprised. All are talking bad about this man. So he returned. He said, you go there and you find him. And you. When he went there, he found him that he had a beer bottle and he had a young boy like just doing all wrong things there. So again he went away. So you go and ask him. So he went and he asked him then. Then he told him that this here is water. There is only water. It's nothing. It's just a bottle I found. I'm using it. And this is my son and I'm teaching him Quran Sharif. So he says, why do you make this like it appears that the people, which comes in the hadith also, that don't give the people an opportunity that they have some false accusation against you. Why are you doing this? He says, so that nobody keeps the slave woman by me. Nobody will even think of trusting me with the slave woman. So outwardly, and there are many other instances written in the kitabs, how these people outwardly, how they look, but inwardly it is something else. So don't look down upon anyone. No, that is not our work. That is not. We don't have to judge anyone. We must not look down upon anyone. Bafaiz-e-murshid-e-kamil, jo dard-e-dil hua hasil. and all these things, that love of Allah, and then the taqwa, you don't fall into sin in any way, and you don't look down upon anyone, and if you committed any mistake, you are a human being, then you wash it away with the tears of the love of Allah, in other words, sincere tawbah, istighfar you make. To dil par jalsa-e qurb-e-muhabbat hota rehta hai. For such a person, then he finds the closeness, that love of Allah all the time coming to him. More and more it comes to him. And that love, everyone knows what is love, but unfortunately our love is for material things. Our love is for illicit haram love we have got. Whether it is for our dunya also, over the limit, our dunya's things or whatever, or how many are involved in actual illicit affairs, etc. That love we know. But the love of Allah, that unfortunately we don't know. So that person will get this, who passes all this. So what the bayan Hazrat has made in this poem. Jo ghairon par fida karta hai apne qalb o jaan akhtar. A person who gives his heart and life for anything else besides Allah Ta'ala. Today we are not even in, forget the B, not even in the A of this path, that a person sacrifices himself for Allah. And he finds that love of Allah, and then he doesn't break any command of Allah. He observes every command of Allah Ta'ala perfectly all the time. Every sunnah, not only in public he's running. Hadrat our Shaykh Damat Barakatum quoted this poem, that some people, like a big Shaykh he is, when he wants to spit, he has needs his, some phlegm, etc. He wants to spit. Then he asks the people, which side is Qibla? Because I can't spit in the direction of Qibla. It's very wrong. But when nobody is around, then he's doing all the wrong. So not only in public, but even in your complete, your sunnats also. Whether you, by mistake you put your, when you went to toilet, you put your right leg in. It happens, we are weak. And then you realize it. Nobody is watching you. Reverse again. Now you put your left leg and go. So many of these occasions, a person becomes conscious. And many of us also are such that the small sunnats, we are very small matters, that we are so big buzurgs in them. But big, big gunas, openly and violently and recklessly we break the commands of Allah. We are so particular of small, small things, and big, big things, there we fail completely. But jurme be wafaye haq, se wo mehroom rehta hai. Because of his sin of being disloyal to Allah Ta'ala, that person is deprived. And we don't get this closeness of Allah, this enjoyment of Allah Ta'ala, because the total loyalty is not in us. This is also Allah's ghanimat, Allah's fazal, that at least we are thinking about it, we are trying, we are hearing about it. Otherwise, this also is not there today. Hey, this little bit also, and we should make shukr on that. On that shukr, Allah will increase us also, inshallah.
The title is Aapka Zikr Do Jahan Mein. Aapka Martaba Is Jahan Mein Jaise Khurshid Ho Aasman Mein. Aapka martaba is jahan mein jaise khurshid ho aasman mein. Doston ye hai shahar Madina jisse Islam faila jahan mein. Doston ye hai shahar Madina jisse Islam faila jahan mein. Gar nasalle ala ho zuban par kya asar hoga aho fuga mein. Gar nasalle ala ho zuban par kya asar hoga aho fuga mein. Wa rafa'na ka in aam ye hai aapka zikr hai do jahan mein. Wa rafa'na ka in aam ye hai آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں، شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے، عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جان میں، شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے، عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جان میں، کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن، آپ کا رتبہ دونوں جہاں میں، کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن، آپ کا رتبہ دونوں جہاں میں، سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو وہ بھلا جائے کس گلستاں میں، سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو وہ بھلا جائے کس گلستاں میں، نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، جن کے صدقے میں ایماں ہے جامے، نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، جن کے صدقے میں ایماں ہے جامے، یہ ہے فیضان نور نبوت جو ہے اسلام سارے جہاں میں، یہ ہے فیضان نور نبوت جو ہے اسلام سارے جہاں میں، کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد، کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زبان میں، کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد، کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زبان میں، آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں،
آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں، او نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام یو آر ریممبرڈ ان بوتھ دا ورلڈز آل دا ٹائم یو آر ریممبرڈ، آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں، یور پوزیشن ان دس ورلڈ ہاؤ گریٹ اٹ ہاؤ گریٹ از اٹ، جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں، لائک دا سن ان دا اسکائی، وین دا سن کمز آؤٹ دا مون از اسٹل دیر، دا اسٹارز آر اسٹل دیر، بٹ دے آل وی ڈونٹ سی دیم، so to say they have vanished, like that when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, his position is so high. May Allah put that in our heart, that we understand not only our hero, but really the real word of it is he is our Rasul, he is our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is the messenger of Allah. He is لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. He is that perfect role model, that perfect example which Allah has sent. دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ، and in our minds let us think and think of مدینہ شریف. This is the city of مدینہ جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں، from where Islam spread in the two worlds. So what was that? There are so many incidents which we can try to explain what this great ni'mat of Islam coming in the world. In the time of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, the first righteous Khalifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a person was walking and traveling, and he came to a place where a shepherd who was looking after his animals, and he found that the wolf ate one of his animals, and he started crying. So he says, this is normal, a wolf when it gets a chance, it will eat a goat, it will eat a sheep, when it's normal, why are you crying so much? He says, it's not that, I think our Khalifa has passed away. The effect of his piety, his justice, how he was to Allah Ta'ala, when that person found out, really that was the time when he had passed away. So this is that Islam, if it comes in reality in us, The effect of it will fall on everyone. The father has got it on the whole family. The mother has got it, the whole family. But today, our nature, we shout the others, you're not doing this right, you're not doing that right. The great buzurgs, whenever anything went wrong, they said, fault is with us. I did not complete my ma'amulat last night. I was tempted into a sin. It has the effect of it fell on the next person. So this is that Islam, if it comes in reality, and we don't have to worry about other people. That's also our duty. Amar bil ma'aruf, nahi anil munkar, isha'ati deen, tabligh deen. That is also our duty. But we must be more worried correcting ourselves. Today we forget ourselves and we are shouting and we are screaming at other people and we are not correcting ourselves. If we correct ourselves, then we will find goodness will come. Agar na salli ala ho zubaan par, kya asar hoga aho fuga mein. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. If there is a durood on the tongue, then the du'as also won't have that effect. By the barakat of Durood Sharif, du'as are readily accepted by Allah Ta'ala. وَرَفَعْنَا كَإِنْعَامْ يَهِ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. What was the effect of it? آپکا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں. That you are being remembered in both the worlds. Yeah, in this world you are like the sun that when it comes out. But you are remembered so greatly even in the other world. شرطِ توحیدِ کامل یہی ہے. The condition to have perfect and complete iman is also this. Ishq ho aapka qalb ho jaame. That the love of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be in our hearts and in our souls, our life. And in fact, it must be more than what we love ourselves. More than we love our families, our children, more than everything. The greatest love is of Allah Ta'ala, then it must be of Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we really check ourselves, that we don't, your beloved, you don't even think of your beloved. Your beloved, you don't follow in his ways also in any way, then how can that be the true love? Koi samjhega kya ghair mumkin? How can anyone understand and realize it's impossible? Aapka rutba dono jahan mein. What your position is in both the worlds. Nobody, by Allah Ta'ala, what is the great and honorable position of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sabz gumbat pe jiski nazar ho. A person whose eyes are on the green dome. That is the way I must live. And I have to have the greatest love for my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I must follow in his way in everything. A person who has got that, wo bhala jaye kis gulistan mein. That person, he won't go anywhere else in the world. He won't go for anything, for anywhere. But his eyes are on Medina Sharif. How I can bring that into my life? How I can bring it into the life of other people? All the time, this will be his concern. He won't have any other thoughts. Naam kaisa hai pyara Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah put the enjoyment of the name of Muhammad into our hearts. That just taking the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we feel something in our hearts. Sadly today, it doesn't really matter to us. But that a person, how many people didn't want to keep the children's names Muhammad? It's a great thing and we must keep the name. But they felt that sometimes the child will be naughty and we'll shout him. How many times we know that the names have been changed also. Who is Muhammad? We call him Mo. We call him how many other things also. So therefore they tried and even the honor of the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us that real honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name. Jin ke sadqe mein ima hai jaam hai. In whose, through whose sadqa, because of whom there is iman in the world. It's all the great, great sacrifices of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we can't dream of those sacrifices also. The hunger Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through. How his family, what difficulty they went through. Many times a person, his own hardship he tolerates. But his children's hardship, he can't see it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how his children were treated also, all the difficulties and the hardship. When Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was slandered, what did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go through? The munafiqeen, what difficulties and hurt and harm they had caused to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tolerated all that so that Iman comes in the world. So that today, after 1400 years, far away in the southern tip of Africa, there are people who have got Iman also. And there are people who have got so strong Iman also. May Allah bless us. They have to realize that this is what we have to live for. This is our purpose and object of life. May Allah bring it into us, inshallah. Ye hai faizan e noor e muhabbat, nabuwat. This is the faiz. The result, the wonderful results of the Noor, of the Nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jo hai Islam, sare jahan mein. That Islam is in the whole world. Allah has spread Islam in the whole world. This was the great effort of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As far as that is also concerned, let us even think that how much does it come in our hearts that we see a non-Muslim, may Allah give him Islam. The person working for us, our customers who come, that we speak to them something about Islam, that at least in our heart it comes that they can also accept Islam, get saved from the fire of Jahannam, that they can go to Jannat, and that they can become the ummatis of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us so much that when you get married, try and marry a woman who gives birth to a lot of children, so that my ummat can be big on the day of Qiyamah. Like that, if we bring people into the fold of Islam, but have we got that worry, we want to make the 2 rand profit, 20 rand profit there. But this year of bringing them into the fold of Islam, how much of us have got that concern? There are people, mashallah, in all fields who make this effort also, but we must increase that also. Kya kahu raf'ate shani gumbat? What to say of the great honor of the dome of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Kuch nahi dam hai akhtar zubaan mein. Oh, Hazrat says that my language hasn't got any strength and power to explain what is the great position of the green dome. And when we are in Medina Sharif, how many times we just walk past and perhaps we don't read one durood while we are passing Masjid Nabawi. We are passing, we are seeing the green dome. Perhaps it happens there that we are also unmindful there also. Yeah, also how much do we think about it? Does the thought come to us that we are in Medina Sharif, or just that we are sending durood on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much do we make that fikr that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's deen must come alive in the whole world? May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahabihi Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Fazkuruni azkurkum ana jalisu man zakarani dil mera ho jaye ek medan ho tu hi tu ho tu hi tu ho tu hi tu aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil dard dil ho dard dil ho dard dil غیث سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے, تو کر بے خبر سارے خبروں سے مجھ کو, الہی رہو ایک خبردار تیرا. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. إلهي أطاع وزر درد دل كمرتاي بيدر بمار تيرا, کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے, میں تجھ سے ہو یا رب طلبگار تیرا. نہیں ہے دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب, تو ہی مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا. اتا غم رک امید امداد حق سے, تجھے غم ہے کیا. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں, وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں, عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت, میں اس کے سوا اور کچھ نہیں مانگتا ہوں. ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بھر کر, اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں. سل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں, میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. نعرہ مستانہ خوش می آئیدم, تا ابد جانا چنی می بائیدم, اللہ جل جلالہ وتعالی شانہ, اللہ 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 اللہ. آرا جز آسمان ہم دم نبود, راز را غیر خدا محرم نبود. اللہ 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 اللہ. ایچے شیری نست نام, شیر و شکر میش و جانم تمام. اللہ 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 اللہ. اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ 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 خالبی بھر جا زبائی مشتری، شاہی در درمان دگارا واخری، اللہ 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 ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی، اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی، اللہ 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 مٹا دے اپنی ہستی کو، ہاں مٹا دے اپنی ہستی کو، چھوڑ دے سارے مستی کو، بستی بستی کہتا جا، اللہ 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 جل جلالہ وتعالی شانہ. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین سیدنا وحبیبنا وشفینا مولانا محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. رضينا بالله ربا وبالاسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسوله ونبيا. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزينة عرشه ومداد كلماته. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ألف لام ميم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم. يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد، وإلهكم إله واحد، لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواصينا وجوارحنا بيدك، لم تملكنا منها شيئا، فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل. اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا، فاغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها، وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها، أنت ولي ومولاها. اللهم أصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهد لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد الناس والجان جميعا واجعلنا سببا لذلك، واغفر لنا جميعا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من الفعل والقول والعمل والنية والحج، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا، وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا، وارزقنا حسن النذر فيما يرضيك عنا. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والإسيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين، سلما لأوليائك وحربا لأعدائك، نحب بحبك من حبك ونعادي بعداوتك من خالفك من خلقك. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. اللهم اشف مرضانا واخف موتانا. اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان، وحل المشكلات لجميع المسلمين في جميع العالم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك حقا في كل مكان، ولا أغالبهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم ثبت الخلافة الحقانية في جميع العالم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والبيت المقدس وسائر المساجد وسائر المراكز الدينية في جميع العالم، وألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا، وانصرنا على عدوك وعدونا. اللهم احفظنا من كل الفتن ما ظهر منها وبطن. اللهم اكنا من فتنة الدنيا ومن شر فتنة النساء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر، ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم، ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم، ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال، ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال، ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال، ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات، ونعوذ بك من المعصم والمغرم. اللهم اختم بالسعادة عجالنا، واجعل لنا في جنتك مصيرنا ومعلنا. اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك، واجعل موتنا في بلد حبيبك. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. ربنا اجعلنا مقيمين الصلاة ومن ذريتنا، ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا، لا سيما لشيخنا، وجزه أحسن الجزاء وأطيب الجزاء في الدارين، وارزقه العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة، وفقنا أن نفيد من استفادة كاملة، ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء من والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم وأهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله.